Robert was named, his middle name was after her dad. Donald was after Bernie. Morris was after Uncle Ed.
Wait. You can't just say Donald was after Bernie.
Donald Burns Slater.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah. I know that one.
Donald Burns Slater.
These three brothers. Bernie, Ed, and Raymond. So we had Donald Bernard, Morris Edward, and Eugene Raymond.
Okay.
I'm Dolores Teresa. My grandmother, my dad's mother, her middle name was Teresa. Grandma Becker's name was Teresa. My mom's middle name was Teresa. Where they got Dolores, I'll never know.
And somehow I got named Barbara. I don't know how that ever helped.
Don't you know the song, Barbara Ann?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Catherine was not after
Barbara Ann, thank me.
I'd have took a Teresa. Teresa would have been great.
I like Barbara Ann.
Who was Catherine was Grandpa Slater's
mother.
But I was not named after her, but he thought I was Grandpa Slater's father.
Your mother might know who your she named you.
But Grandpa Slater, great Grandpa Slater, thought I was named after his wife.
Oh well, I was he probably not. Paid you. Did you get money from him?
He kissed your mom when they got married.
Oh my god, he brushed his teeth that morning and everything.
He borrowed somebody's toothbrush, didn't he?
I think so.
he kissed Kathy's mom at the wedding.
When they were getting married, man, he brushed his teeth that day because he wanted to kiss the bride.
Oh my God, there is something I...
Joey,
that is
red
horrifying.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's gross, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I just said to her. It's horrifying.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were having a drink.
Did anybody have nicknames?
I was sister.
Mm.
Because I was born, I had four older brothers, and now I was the sisters. My dad called, I don't think the boys called me sister, but my dad called me sister.
Well, they called your dad Chew down there, Hoffman.
Chewy?
Chew.
Just Chew?
Chew. Big, yeah, Chew.
Tobacco?
Tobacco. That's what they call him, Chew.
Growing up, were you Eugene or Gene?
Unfortunately,
we all had our given names.
It wasn't Gene.
Okay.
And it's real hard for me to call you Gene now because you've always been Eugene.
They call me that up there at the hospital. I hate that. But I suppose you got to go by your right name.
See, and growing up, you were always Uncle Eugene to me.
Uncle Robert.
But he was always Uncle Bob.
Well, that switched back a while.
Yeah. So when did your friends call you Gene then?
Mac. Oh, guys at work call me Gene, Gino, and Slate.
Okay.
They called you Mac for a long time.
Mac?
Mac.
I think Scott called me Slate. Slater.
He calls you Gino too,
doesn't
he?
Yeah.
Okay,
we all know they were born at Bellevue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Getting
cold.
Yeah.
I
am
getting cold.
She's
sitting in the sun.
What's the funniest story that you remember about my grandparents? So your mom and dad. Or something ridiculous that they said or did, or...
Well, I remember Grandma Slater being mad at Grandpa one time. She said she threatened she was going to have a cremated.
Oh, yeah.
Was that about
first? She said she was mad at him. She said, I'll cremate you.
I can't remember that.
Oh, she said... They get in a fight and she threatened to cremate him.
Yeah.
Boy, that just upset him terrible.
Yeah, they get in a fight and that's what she told him. It's like, really, Grandma?
Yep.
Grandma. She would tell Grandpa when she was mad at him that she was going to have him cremated.
I asked for the funniest thing they can remember that the two of them, Grandma and Grandpa, did or said or...
He tried to dance with her in the kitchen and make her mad.
Well, I don't remember that. Yeah. I just knew he would come in from the field and he'd have to go over and give her a kiss, but he'd give her a little feel while he was over. I saw that.
He wasn't much for monkey around.
Well, it must have got serious quite a few times.
Yeah.
Yes, I absolutely remember that.
She hated, you call her Aggie once in a while, and she hated that. Or Egg, that's what he called her.
Oh, and also his family used to call Grandpa Willie, and she hated it, and so did he.
Oh, really?
They'd call him Willie, and she just absolutely did not stand him.
And finally, when both of his parents were gone, after that he said, I want to be called Bill. Because she would call him Bill. And then I think his friends eventually picked it up. He did not like being called.
Wait, so growing up, did his like friends and stuff call him Willie?
Probably. Mm. I wasn't there. I don't.
Well, yeah.
All I know is when he used to come visit the kids, for some reason he would torment your mother.
It was like the Bickersons. He had to find things to needle her about.
Yeah, just to tick her up.
Yeah.
It's like every time we came, he was like.
They were fighting, and it's like they wanted to put me in the middle. You know, one would say something and there's something about each other, and I'm like, what?
Well, they really didn't have quite much conversation with the guys.
I don't know.
Get out there, sorting hogs, you know, in the hog lot. My dad, my grandpa would be out there, you know. My grandpa would be looking the other way, talking. Oh, I just make him madder than hell. Make my dad back. Don't you know what he was saying? They'd get the fire, sort the hall.
Then they'd have a fight, Grandpa and Great Grandpa, whatever you want to call it, yours.
Wait, so this is Great Grandpa?
Your Grandpa Slater and his dad.
His dad, okay.
And then they wouldn't talk to each other for 3 days.
But they lived with you.
Oh, yeah, they farmed together.
And Grandma never liked Great Grandpa.
Oh, no.
She could stand
it. I think Mom said he wasn't a real nice guy.
He was not a warm
guy. And then when he passed away, he died in the same spot he always sat in. And my mom had told me, she's like, Grandma called and said one day, well, he died right there, we always said. She did not like him.
She said, my marriage wasn't happy until he died.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad.
I mean, how old were you when he died?
Well, I moved away. I was in my early
20s. Okay, so that old. Okay.
Yeah. Long time to wait. And Grandma would always fix a tray at night. Because Grandpa would be in front of the TV watching, and she'd fix a tray and take it into him. And my mom said, you're stuck. Why do you do that? I wouldn't fix a tray for him. She said, that gets him out of weight from the dining table, and it's quieter. Because he would stir up trouble, especially with this one.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
One was at one end of the table and the other over here, and it was just like daggers. Didn't you throw a shoe at him one time and break the window of the car?
Wait, what?
You know that stained glass window that was in that door?
The what?
The door with the stained glass around it. The little blocks.
The living room door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you throw a shoe at Grandpa one time and...
I slapped a plate and he played a food in his face.
I don't remember that, but I was thinking he threw a shoe and that's why it had a plate glass instead.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But I did. I slapped him right in the face with a plate of food.
Ooh.
Yep.
I must not have been there.
We didn't get along the best.
Where did we get it from, Bob?
How'd that go over?
That is true. What was the outcome of that?
Pissed him off.
Yeah, so.
You didn't get an ass whooping or anything.
We're going there. We all had to watch what he wanted to watch on TV. Waldo had to sit there and be real quiet so he could hear it. Watch his stupid shows. We couldn't watch nothing. That was his TV. Well, if he made any noise, it would make him mad. Well, that's what happened. I made too much noise. They got after me. I was just coming in there, and he knew I was coming, so he got up and go chase me out. Whap. That was it.
How old were you when you did that?
I don't know.
Obviously, you weren't Grandpa's favorite.
Did he have a favorite?
I don't know. Did he have a favorite? Huh? Did great grandpa have a favorite?
Donald.
No.
I think Donald was probably.
Really?
Well, they used to go up to the tavern and have a beer,
oh,
you know.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Donald, he'd take him up to the tavern up there and have a beer. A couple of beers. So if that tells you anything, you know.
Yeah.
I think he liked Janet. When she was little.
Well, yeah, when she was little, yeah.
You know, he'd sit her on his foot. I'm thinking that he might have done that with you as well. Somewhere in the cobwebs back here.
Uh-huh. Well, years ago, you know, he'd get on the old John Deere tractor and drive to Wapato to the liquor store.
I know that.
8 mile an hour. That was when we lived out southwest of town out here in the
that
country.
That was probably a blessing when he went.
And he'd drive that old John Deere to Wapato. To the liquor store. Back then, you know, wasn't hardly no traffic on the highway,
right,
anyway.
Yeah.
So.
No wonder your dad never drank.
I've got a whiskey bottle sitting up the shelf in there. Just a little bit of that he had.
Yeah.
He probably
had a sip of that one.
Hell, that damn thing's probably 60 years old. Yeah. I don't know how old it is.
One time we were coming back, it started snowing in Indiana. And by the time we got here, I didn't think we were going to make it up Isley Hill. Yeah. We made it here. I went in, I walked in the house and said hello, and the first thing I knew where he kept the bottle. I went to the bottle and I took it back
to the next ring, Grandpa's booze? I don't know. Maybe it was Mom's, because she said sometimes if she had a cough she couldn't get rid of. She found out.
Grandma was, okay, Grandma, get a bottle.
A little sip of whiskey would stop that cough. Sure it would. Yeah.
That darn cough.
Yeah, I don't know how old that bottle is. Yeah. It's still got a little tiny bit left in it. I'll bet it's really good.
Oh, boy. What's the brand?
I think it's Canadian Club. It's old.
Family DNA in it.
It's got the seal on it, you know, with the hat on them back then.
Yeah.
Was Grandpa always a farmer?
Yeah. Always. The two of them farmed together. Had to raise those Hereford cattle, you know. Grandpa Slater died. The first thing my dad did was sell them all and start raising hogs.
Really?
Yeah. He said there was no money in the cattle. A lot of work.
Well,
so he was only doing
Grandpa
it because of great
Slater.
Grandpa?
Well,
he did a lot of work over there across the river from us team, dynamite and stump, clearing land over there and stuff. And he'd come over to us team, get dynamite, the horse and wagon, and get dynamite and go back over across the river. He I don't know what the deal was, but he was, if he was helping somebody do it or what, they were clearing land and blowing stumps out. He'd haul that dynamite in the wagon.
Hmm. Well, that would have been a lot more fun than Scott's stump rider. I think we ought to invest in get some dynamite.
And a horse and wagon?
Right? Maybe not.
We got the horse. We just need the wagon. What?
Wait, hang on. Before you ask that.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I never experienced this, so I know I missed some things, you know, being younger than, well, I'm the very youngest down to the grandkids. Didn't one of you say that you were out with Grandma one time?
In the hog lot?
And she was hitting pig turds, and...
We had to, Justine and Vicky and Dad and Grandpa were trying to get him up to the chute. They were... marking hogs, cutting their nuts or whatever. Yeah, and Grandma and I were, yeah, I was like, no, not for me. And she's like, yeah, I stay on this. Anyway, we were out there with yardsticks and towels, and we were trying to shoo the pigs towards them.
Oh, yardsticks,
yeah,
that's right.
And all of a sudden, Grandma goes, boar! And she just takes that yardstick and gives her a whack. Oh my God, I was just like, did my grandma just really do that? It was the funniest shit ever. I hope I always remember that. Shit went flying. That's something you wouldn't, like, not expect.
No!
Yeah. Oh, I remember going in that damn chicken house with her and, oh, just grab the eggs. Oh, and they're constantly pecking at you. No, I don't want to. Oh, just reach in there. No,
no. I went in that chicken house one time and it had a screen door that opened in, like, you know. And there was a civet cat up there on the 2x4. When I opened the door, it fell off and lit on my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah, a civet cat. Scared the shit out of me.
How you doing, buddy?
You ever see a civet cat?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's kind of like a skunk, but they're kind of spotted.
Okay.
That damn thing lit right on my shoulder. It wasn't a real big one.